You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
Well, guys, it seems that we have a full-blown juicy smouye in the sports world. Funny, man. I guess some people didn't learn a lesson from Juicy Smouye when Juicy Smouye went out there and staged a fake hate crime in very, very deep blue Chicago. Got a couple of African guys to actually beat him up and say, hey, this is MAGA country. When at that time, clearly Chicago was not MAGA country. Just wasn't. Juicy Smouye goes on trial and he's actually convicted, even though he actually didn't do his sentence. But that's a whole nother story, so I digress. I guess now, guys, in the sports world, we have a copycat of Juicy Smouye. Because we have a, I believe this is in Baltimore, a black high school athletic director actually now has accused the white principal of being a racist. However, it never happened. The racism never happened because this black athletic director man decided to use modern technology to make a recording and make it seem like the white principal was being racist. Yes, so AI was a part of this thing. And I believe initially when the recording actually came out, the principal was actually suspended. So the woke, racist, black athletic director came out looking good until now. Because now, guys, he's in some big trouble now. He's in big trouble. He has now been arrested for staging a race hoax. I wish I would have found out about this when it first came out, man. You know, just like the Juicy Smouye thing, everybody on the left is talking about, oh, Donald Trump is racist, all his supporters are racist. Then we find out Juicy Smouye made it up. Yeah, same thing right here, guys. So let's get into it. Make sure you guys like this video, subscribe to the channel, become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Black athletic director of Baltimore High School arrested for creating AI deepfake of white principal to stage race hoax. Police say they have conclusive evidence that Darian was the one who made the recordings and that he was trying to retaliate against Eisworth, the principal, who was investigating Darian's alleged misuse of school funds. Interesting. So he's been investigated for misusing school funds and he gets investigated. So therefore, he tries to discredit the principal by staging a race hoax. Yeah. So here we are, man. That is the scumbag athletic director on the left right there. And that's the principal right there on the right. And if you look at the thumbnail of this video, the mugshot of the athletic director is on the thumbnail, man. But it says here, a Maryland school athletic director was arrested at BWI Marshall Airport after it was discovered that he had allegedly spread an AI-generated impersonation of the Pikesville High School principal that framed the principal as being racist. Dawson Darian, 31, is looking at many charges due to the deepfake, including stalking, theft, disruption of school operations, and retaliation against a witness. The police investigation began in January when a voice recording alleged to be school principal Eric Eisworth began making rounds. Eisworth was temporarily removed from his position as head of the school, and the school received many phone calls and social media comments and messages over the recording after it was spread on social media, according to the Baltimore Sun. So let's go ahead and listen in to this fake recording. Let's play it.
You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm going to get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community.
Yeah. So you heard that right there, man. You heard that right there. So the athletic director is trying to paint the principal as hating black people and Jews. Astonishing, man. Absolutely astonishing, man. This has completely backfired on this athletic director. I'm pretty sure he got fired. I'm pretty sure he will be fired if he hasn't. It says here, police say they have conclusive evidence that Darian was the one who made the recordings and that he was trying to retaliate against Eisworth, who was investigating Darian's alleged misuse of school funds. Eisworth told officers he thought the deep fake was Darian's work. After the recording came out, BLM activist DeRay McKinson slammed Eisworth, saying that he had been a social studies teacher and that he should be fired right away. He was one of many who fell for the hoax. Yeah, this is what the hoaxes, the people that actually commit the hoax do. They want other people to be outraged. And if you got somebody that's BLM, oh boy, they're going to jump all over this. They are going to jump all over this. And of course, this BLM activist called for the principal to be fired. This is the first of its kind case, said Baltimore County State's Attorney Scott Schellenberger. He said that while the charge of disrupting our school activities is only 6 months, it is important to, quote, take a broader look at how technology can be used and abused to harm other people. Darian was released on $5,000 bond. So there you have it, man. This guy, athletic director, maybe he was actually misusing athletic funds too. They didn't go into any details there. But yeah, this man staged a race hoax. It completely backfired, man. You see, maybe he was actually influenced by the NBA, man, because the NBA was buying into, you know, the Jacob Blake stuff, that the police officer was racist and all that other stuff, even though Jacob Blake actually had a knife. You guys remember that back in 2020? Yeah, that was one of the many woke things also surrounding sports that blew up this channel. Yeah. So this has completely backfired, guys. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.